two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
What is that?
And the other guy on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. This is right up Scott's alley, music-wise, right?
Is that what you're
I feel like this is what you listen to when you're working out.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
I actually don't listen to music when I work out.
You don't?
No, it's
I
so.
I gotta have something. You know why I have to have something?
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know why? It has nothing to do with the, like, oh, it just inspires me. It's so that I don't have to hear myself heavy breathing. You know what I mean?
Well, if you put headsets on, you would hear yourself.
No. When you got music going and you have stuff you're listening to, then you drowned out your... I mean, I'm a loud wheezer. Ooh, that reminds me. I should listen to some Weezer.
Is that some loud Weezer? I'm a loud Weezer.
Oh, my gosh.
I, like, don't bother me. Don't put something in my ear sweat all over it.
Oh, no, that's true.
Because I'm a sweater.
I know, but it's not like these headphones. It's not like studio headphones.
I'm a dreamer. I'm a lover.
Don't.
I'm a sweater.
See, when you said that, I thought of like a Christmas sweater.
No, sweat is in.
I know. I get it. Like, you are a sweater.
No, I know.
And as a fellow sweater, I can attest to your sweatiness.
I don't want people to look at me when I work out. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You said the other day, you were like, I was in the gym. There were people there. I can't simply.
I know. Like, I don't work out with people.
How dare they? Do the thing where you show up at like at Vasa
at Zero Dark 30?
Yeah.
That's when most of the people are there.
No, then do it at 11 p.m. There are some places. Remember there was that guy in Sandy who got locked in that 24-hour fitness because it closed? Remember he like posted all these pictures of himself and they're like,
wow.
They had to dispatch Sandy police because he was in the pool. He was doing your thing. He was in the lap pool and... Unbeknownst to him, the 24-hour fitness in his neighborhood closed at 10 p.m. So he gets out of the pool. He thinks
it's 24-hour fitness.
Because it says it.
Because it says 24-hour fitness.
24-hour fitness. Open 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. Closed on Sunday. Okay. We got the NFL Roundup. So you heard the music there. So let's jump in here, Scott, with some NFL Roundup. Now, the first things first, because... Zach Wilson, the whole meniscus thing. The meniscus, it's just one. So the meniscus situation has been kind of figured out. I think that it's exactly what you said yesterday, which was meniscus can get fixed up depending on how bad it is. But the bone bruise is the thing that's going to keep you out because the pain for the bone bruise doesn't just heal like a regular bruise overnight. This is going to take a minute. That 4 to 6 week window might actually be extended to more like 6 to 8 weeks.
Right. Well, the bone bruise—it's just how well people actually heal, you know. So, and everyone's different, and who knows how Zach Wilson is. But with the meniscus, if it's an interior part of the meniscus, all they do is they just clip it out, right?
Here comes Ortho Scott.
No, and it's like immediate. Like you're there's no pain. You know, you can come back from that relatively quick. If it's on the outside where they actually sew it up, then there's a little bit more mm-hmm. time. So it sounds like it's probably on the outside, which in all reality keeps his meniscus intact, which is a good thing. But the bone bruise is.
There's more people that have come. Harder. There are more people. I've met more Jets fans in the last year and a half. Not that have recently converted, but that have just been like
converted to Jedism,
to Jedi, to their Jediism. Jedis. No, just like they never admitted to it before. Now it's like okay to admit it because there's a local guy here who's
people in Utah.
Or yeah.
Yeah, the Jets are one of those weird teams. They're like the Lions.
Right.
Fans everywhere.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
I know.
It's because
it's
a very populated part of the country.
I know, but like how do you get the thing about NFL fandom, especially here in Utah, because there's no actual team, you know, here. Right. I'm blown away by people's fandom. It's just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I grew up a Saints fan. I don't know what to tell you. My dad went there on his mission, or you know, there's some weird backstory because you don't have. There's no other reason. You know, my son became a Patriots fan really early on, despite the fact that we were wearing Seahawk gear and they were winning Super Bowls. Like his entire growing up, the Seahawks have been good.
You have weird kids. I don't understand.
I don't get them either.
I don't get it.
And he like makes fun of the
there
Seahawks.
Is one, there was like, there's one answer to your kids.
What
though.
Is it?
It could be an open rebellion.
Just
to you.
a spite thing. Yeah. Okay. Well. Hold on, I'm going to write something down for my therapist.
Is that too
Ask
soon?
Ask about the NFL. Ask about NFL loyalties. see what they say in therapy. Why do you hate this team? Well, because my dad followed it. Got all I need to know about it. Scott Patrick Mahomes says, a hard hit in the preseason actually preps him for regular season games. What on earth is he talking about? Is it now? I think there's some guys who, they like the action, they like the speed. And but nobody, I mean, everybody saw that Jalen Hurts play on Friday night where he got hit late out of bounds on like the second series.
Yeah.
There's no place.
Should have never happened.
It's
Jalen. It's all Jalen Hurts' fault.
It was his fault in the sense that the play broke down. But the guy hitting him late after the play is stupid.
Of course it's stupid. And you have to know defensive players are stupid. And they're going to do those kind of things. So you can't kind of slow down as you go out of bounds.
Right.
That was a dumb thing by Jalen Hurts. You just you know that. You know in the NFL, these people like to hit you. And they'll take any opportunity.
I can't believe you're making
they
it
can
his,
to hit you.
I cannot believe
regardless
you're trying to make it
of
his
when
fault.
And where it is.
That's not. It is his fault. Jalen Hurts' fault for getting hit late out of bounds.
Well, okay,
he was out of bounds.
All right, you brought this up. Jalen Hurts should have stepped up in the pocket instead of scrambling
when he had a
completely perfect pocket.
Hold on,
and he ran himself into trouble.
Okay,
because he's a running quarterback that can't read defenses and can't step up.
Okay,
and you've ultimately, if you're just one of those running quarterbacks, you're going to run yourself right out of the league, and he should be. Hit. He should be hit twice, and that shouldn't be a penalty.
How dare you? So, just between me and the audience, Scott, so I don't need you right now. So this is what Scott did all yesterday, by the way. We watched the film, and he's breaking it down. Look how stupid Jalen Hurts is. He has the pocket right here, and all it is in defense of quarterbacks. All Scott's doing is he's doing this whole, look at what these offensive linemen are. They're working their butts off over here to create a pocket.
It's a beautiful pocket.
It's a pocket. It's beautiful, and he doesn't stay in it. And we watched it, and I was like, oh, absolutely. I mean, you could see the breakdown.
Totally.
Jalen Hurts, zero patience. He breaks outside the pocket and immediately gets pursued and then runs out of bounds, but he got hit 3.5 yards out of bounds in a freaking preseason game.
It was a yard and a half.
But the guy also led with his head.
A yard and a half.
That's still 7 feet, dude.
Yeah.
like that was bad. Anyway, I can't believe you're defending a guy going after a quarterback just because he didn't read the play right. Well, he read the play wrong. That's why he needs to get hit.
I'm not here to defend defensive players.
Right. Okay. Or to encourage people to hurt others, right? We have to say that.
But I will tell you this. If I'm a defensive player in the NFL today, I'm scratching my head. Not on that play, but just on every play. I would hate quarterbacks. I would hate them more than they've ever hated them because, like, you cannot touch a quarterback today.
No, I know. But this was way out of bounds.
I know it was out of
bounds.
And it
was launched in his head.
I get it. You're right.
Thank you.
Right.
That's all I need. Hey, thank you.
But Jalen Hurts was stupid. And we're fine.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Steelers fans are apparently really in love with Kenny Pickett. I always love this, too, because a rookie quarterback comes in, and I'm sure they're trying to shower this guy with cheers and be excited about it. I mean, the guy played at Pitt, too, so you have this, like, double right. draw. You know, oh, you have yeah. all these people. So, in the end, they go out there, and he had a game-winning touchdown pass with 3 seconds left in the game. By the way, if you're in at the end of the preseason game.
Against the scrubs. Everyone who's in the NFL knows that.
I know. Everybody okay. who's not in the NFL goes, oh, he threw a touchdown winning.
Man, he looks so good. Oh, yeah.
Just like, look, I had to watch this whole, I think somebody was doing it to troll people, obviously. But they were talking about amazing streaks in sports and just like amazing teams and stuff. And they were like, oh, the 97 Bulls, the 2016-17 Golden State Warriors, 68-69 UCLA. And then the Baltimore Ravens 21-game win streak in the preseason.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did the other day. They won the other day. 21 wins in a row.
That's good.
Yeah, but hold on. You told me that nobody does anything.
Of course, no
one
cares.
It doesn't matter.
The Baltimore.
John Harbaugh.
Any Harbaugh coaching in this preseason.
They care.
They care.
No,
and
I know.
It matter.
And a streak like that.
You just have to know who the coach is. It's a Harbaugh. It's just how it is.
I just love the idea going right. But that's the way they got into this whole thing with Kenny Pickett. They go, oh, quote, says Pickett, really the whole night was just special. From the first snap, running out of the tunnel, the fans were cheering. Just amazing. I got the game winner. And the fans, look, the fans are just, the cheering is them just trying to will the ability to not have, they have a Hall of Fame quarterback who just walked out of the building.
Sure.
They will not get a quarterback like that. For a long time.
Right.
And I hate to break it to you, Kenny Pickett's not going to be it.
Right.
So I know you're going to try to will it with your cheering, but it's not happening. So, all right.
But like fans, players trying to make a team or mm-hmm. make an impression, preseason's everything.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're grasping at straws and you're a fan for the Steelers, you'll take anything. You'll take a touchdown at the end of the game from a local hero.
Like they're trying to they're going to be
Kenny
bad.
Kenny Pickett has something good going for him.
Which is what?
His name.
Sounds like a quarterback.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but there's a whole thing built in there with an interception.
Well, no, it's just getting
the name, you know.
You ain't going to pick Pickett.
Yeah. That's going to be some real creative stuff that's being yelled across the defensive
Pickett.
Side of things. Yeah, I'm going to pick you,
Pickett.
And then they look at each other and go, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Took us
a long time
to
come up with that one.
Mike, that's a good one, dog. everybody's looking at him going, there's a reason you guys are on the 90-man roster right now.
Do you know how you tell if a defensive player is blitzing?
Oh, how?
This is human behavior.
Some insight?
And it played out. I actually told a defensive player this after I retired.
Oh, I was going to say.
You don't give up your secrets.
Yeah, no.
So... You have certain guys you're responsible for protections,
right?
Yeah. Well, what I would do is if I wanted to know if a guy was blitzing, I just look him in the eyes as I'm calling out the cadence. And when you look a guy in his eyes,
they
and
look
he's
away.
Blitzing, he won't look at you.
Right.
They will not.
He
look
goes,
at you.
I'm selling this so good. He's I'm like I deserve like, an Oscar.
He's looking. He's calling all these things out in the air. You know,
you're looking at him,
but he's doing everything but look at you,
huh? So okay? If they
and
look
then
at
the
you,
guy, the guy that wasn't blitzing. He'd look you right in the eye.
Right.
Here I come.
Oh.
I'm coming. Here I come. Yeah, that's why you got to be worried
Everybody's
about me.
Everybody's just bad actors.
They're all bad actors.
Come on.
All bad
I
actors.
I love that. That's actually some amazing insight. All right.
No, it was true.
I know.
That is fascinating.
That's the thing is I used to do the thing where you have to look at the hands, you know, on the ground as a defensive lineman.
Right.
You're looking at the offensive line. So you're looking at the whites of the knuckles and they are too. And I used to fake all that too. I'd put fake pressure just on the knuckles. I would do all these little things. And in the end, I was decent in high school. That's how far it got me. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back. Unrivaled continues 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.